1:30 view of the grapevine.
It is 1:30, and I hate for folks to come here and not be on time. So you are, if you think you're at the boards and commissions subcommittee meeting, you are correct. I'm Councilwoman Diller, and sitting around the table is President Hartley Nagel, council members Kilpatrick and Sheldon and Smiley, my aide Mary Lee DeCaro, and we are ready to get going. At this point, we can only review the minutes. We don't have a quorum, so maybe we can just move on and then come back to those in case we get them. We have a number of interviews today, and I think we'll just go right down the list. We just have a wealth of people here with lots of experience. So, Kathy Devaney McKay, please come to the table. There are so many places
you can.
Yeah, just take a place. And we're really excited because, you know, particularly with this first group of folks, these are the housing advisory board appointments that we were promised from the administration, and they are moving right along. Kathy, you know, your reputation precedes you in a good way.
And
she
bad.
Was my previous constituent, and had to give her up to Janet, but if you would like to just make a statement, and if people have any questions, we'll get going.
Right, so I don't have that much to say, but just that I'm really grateful to County Executive Meyer for considering me for this role on the newly formed Housing Advisory Board, the Rental Housing Advisory Committee. And I'm grateful to that for that because my background is primarily working with people who have been homeless or institutionalized or incarcerated and who have a great deal of difficulty obtaining housing and keeping housing pretty much everywhere in the state of Delaware. I'm sure that it's not a surprise to any of you that we have very high rent in Delaware compared to income, and that you have to make about $20 an hour to be able to afford the average two-bedroom apartment in Delaware. And you know, many, many people in Delaware, including most of the people who work for me at Connections, where we have almost 2,000 employees, do not make enough money as employees of Connections to find a place to live affordably and comfortably. And when you think about that relative to the people that we serve, who many of whom are homeless, have disabilities, have had challenges of various kinds, the likelihood that they're going to be able to find a place is not that high. So that's my sort of lifelong commitment. I have worked at Connections as the Chief Executive Officer for 33 years, and I worked before that in similar roles for about 8 years, worked at Catholic Charities for a while, and I was Executive Director of Contact Lifeline for a while. And I also have been very involved as part of my work on a number of different groups. I was a founding member of the Homeless Planning Council of Delaware in 1998, and was appointed by Governor Ruth Ann Minner in 2005 as the co-chair of the Interagency Council on Homelessness, which I served in that capacity until that committee was sunsetted in 2017, and then I became the co-chair of Delaware's Continuum of Care on Homelessness. So that's my background and expertise, and you know, I understand that this committee is going to deal with more than just homeless people. And like I said, I know lots of people who work and are poor as well, and who have difficulty affording housing. So I'm hoping that, you know, those two sort of parallel streams will bring to the table information that could be helpful. Really, really grateful to the county for considering putting some money aside for to address affordable housing. I say that because historically in Delaware, most of the money for affordable housing has come from federal sources, mm-hmm. whether it's low-income housing tax credits or HUD, and not much of it has come from local jurisdictions or from the state itself. So I'm really grateful to the county for being willing to consider that problem and stepping forward to put some money and some energy into addressing it.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, this will go for you and your three fellow appointees. I want to thank you very much for stepping up, and you have a unique opportunity here that most appointees don't have. You don't have to undo any bad habits. You get to create all your own and be accountable for them. So look forward to your work and moving forward with this.
Any further questions or comments?
Just okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That
yes.
Was easy.
Yes. Thanks so much.
It'll be the easiest part of it.
Yeah, I know.
And we're being joined now by Councilman Cartier. And let's see, Ms. Lottie Lee, another candidate for the Housing Advisory Board. Feel free to, if you want to grab the seat at the end or right next to Mr.
Right
Smiley.
Oh, you have dangerously coming by.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi.
If you'd like to make a few opening comments, and then if council members have questions.
Okay. Well, it's kind of hard to follow Kathy, and that's probably what I've done most of my life, follow her around on the different committees I have served. I've worked with the Department of Health and Social Services for 30 years, working in the area of housing for persons with disability and the homeless. And I have served on the Homeless Planning Council, Delaware Interagency Council on the Homeless, and served on many boards too, Interfaith Housing, Gateway, which provides housing for homeless men, and Be Ready Community Development Corporation, also United Cerebral Palsy, and the Arc of Delaware, all in the capacity of housing. One of the things that I do is I do program development. I was a part of the state program to develop a state rental assistance program for persons with disabilities. And I also work in the area of technical assistance. So I provide technical assistance to agencies such as the Arc of Delaware, United Cerebral Palsy, and most of those type agencies when they first started their housing programs. Right now they are very well equipped to handle their own programs, but we do get phone calls every now and then just to see if there's some things going on. So I again thank you for the opportunity to sit at this table and talk to you. And as Kathy said, it is very great honor to see the county moving forward with one funds and then putting together an advisory board to work to do that work.
Thanks very much. Mr. Smiley.
Again, thank you very much for stepping up. We definitely appreciate the expertise you're all bringing. I do have one question. Looking at all the past and present committees, boards, commissions, and young, do you still serve with the First State Community Loan Fund?
Yes, I do. Okay. Yes, I do work with
them. Good to know that Mr. Smiley never stops working in transaction business. Any further questions? Yes, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Ms. Davis. I'm incredibly impressed by your resume. It's certainly, you bring tremendous expertise to the housing area. Seems particularly people with disabilities and challenges, and I know that is always a tremendous concern in terms of housing and our county government. And I'm so pleased that you're volunteering your time to help us. We really appreciate that.
I think I speak for all of council when I say thanks to everyone who offers their service to these volunteer boards. It's incredibly important to have folks who are committed to the cause, and thank you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you.
All right. Megan O'Reilly Karasik.
Thank you. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Great.
So I feel like you should have started with me. Hard to follow these two amazing women who have been doing the work for such a long time. And I would just like to also thank you for considering me to participate and to lend the experience that I have to the board in the hopes that we can do really great things in Newcastle County. I'm excited about the opportunity. I work at Community Legal Aid, and I supervise the housing, including the Fair Housing programs and another program. And I have experience prior to coming to CLASI in 2016 working with the Housing Authority and with HUD very briefly. And so this is you know, while I have not been doing it for 30 years, I am ready and eager to get started with the county. So thank you for the opportunity.
Mr. Smiley.
I just want to say thank you, and I know you're waiting for what's next. But I have been 14 years waiting for an attorney to come before this council that I can say, thank you for the pro bono work.
Oh, there's a charge. No, I'm kidding.
That's why the executive appointed you. Yeah. You can apply for the scholarship.
Of course. No. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. I think it's, you know, we've just had outstanding candidates, and Marcus and Carrie, you have done well. So thanks very much for your service. All right. Mr. Morton isn't here today. Is that correct?
So he will be. He's en route.
Oh, he's en route. Okay.
The next, I expect he'll be here within the next few minutes.
Okay, terrific. So let's switch gears a little bit, and a familiar face for the Human Resources Advisory Board, Ms. Helen McKinley, who gave up her retirement to come back as a volunteer. So, Helen, welcome back, and thanks for your willingness to serve.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Council members and Council President. Thank you for considering me for this vacancy on the HR Advisory Board. I almost said I'm Helen McKinley with the Office of Human Resources.
Right.
I've been there for 30 years. I have 33 years of full-time service with the county, and I retired in August 2018. So we had to kind of wait the six-month period before I would be eligible to serve on the board. So I do have, like I said, 30 years experience in human resources, specifically with the county. Coordinated the agenda of the Human Resources Advisory Board and made many presentations to them, so I'm very familiar with their duties and responsibilities. I started with the county as a summer worker when I was going to college, and my degree was in criminal justice, so I wanted to continue my education, so I actually went and became certified. I currently hold two certifications as a senior professional in human resources. And I also maintain memberships with the Delaware and National SHRM. Now, my retirement actually is becoming more of a sabbatical. I was just offered a position with the state of Delaware, so I'm starting on April 1st as a human resources manager for the administrative office of the court. So I'm equally excited about both of these opportunities. I'm very passionate about the merit system and have the best interests of the county and its employees at heart. So thank you. It's really an honor just to be considered, so thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Well, I'm going to let Councilwoman Kilpatrick start.
Helen, thank you for coming back. I just wanted to say it's amazing when people retire from the county and they come back how relaxed they look.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And the last time I was here, I was presenting the HR budget to council, and it was a completely different atmosphere than it is today.
Mr. Smiley, and then President Hartley Nagel.
No, thank you for coming back from your semi-retirement. Congratulations on your going to the state, But I never knew you had the background in criminal justice. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine during your time with the county, you really did a lot of jaw clenching and teeth grinding up. So hopefully you'll be more relaxed with the state. Thank you. I look forward to it.
President Hartley Nagel?
Yes, I just wanted to thank you so much for, you know, the work that you did for Newcastle County. You did a fabulous job. And then bringing your expertise back to the county so that we again can appreciate your expertise. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and we're glad you're back in a familiar space. So we look forward to hearing more from you as a member of the board. Thanks.
Thank you all very much. Good afternoon.
And I see our other appointment to the Housing Advisory Board, Mr. Morton. Please feel free to come forward and.
The hot seat?
Mm-hmm. It is the hot seat. Actually, sitting next to Councilman Smiley is actually the hot seat, but you're close enough.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
You got your flex vest on, you're
fine. I've been known to wear them.
Feel free.
Everybody. I apologize for being here. When I confirmed today, I thought it had been moved to 2, but everything seems to be working okay. Mm-hmm. So what can I tell you? What questions do you have?
If you would like to make an opening statement, then we usually open it up to questions from council.
Sure. I presume at this point everyone's had a chance to see my resume. Starting at the beginning, I had the fortune, some people have said misfortune, back in the 80s to be appointed as the chair of a conference committee to rewrite the Residential Landlord Tenant Code. I was then appointed as the chair of the committee to rewrite the Manufactured Housing Code. I served on the county's task force on rent, on the Rental Advisory Committee, and served for a number of years till it was voluntarily disbanded. Helped write, with Chris White, helped write the code itself for the county on rental issues. I currently represent something over 20,000 units in the state of Delaware, some also in Pennsylvania. I have volunteered my time to teach for the county's portion on subsidized housing a number of times at the request of the personnel. I serve as general counsel to the Delaware Apartment Association. I'm the founder. I was general counsel for about 15 years. I stepped away. Unfortunately, the gentleman that replaced me had inoperable brain cancer. So I've stepped back in to do that. So a good bit of what I do is housing related, both subsidized and market. Statewide, I have offices in all three counties.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments for Mr. Morton? Yes, Councilman Kilpatrick.
Just more of a thank you. Good seeing you. And I want to say that I believe that the administration, Sue Moore, being the point person, has done a great job on getting this committee up and running. It's, for government, this has been an extremely short time to get this many people into a room where they can actually start having meetings and start working. So yes, thank you for, on top of everybody else, thank you for volunteering your time. We feel that this is long overdue that we get this committee, joint committee, up and running and actually start getting something done and being able to use our funds.
Well, you can thank George Haggerty and Jim Smith for talking to me some time ago and about potentially restarting the advisory council. And I said, gentlemen, whatever you need me to do, I will do for the county. Whatever it is, just tell me what it is.
Thank you. We're going to go to President Hartley Nagel and then Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I just wanted to thank you for volunteering your time, all four candidates, that we have such fabulous, a wealth of experience. It's just really, I'm just very grateful, you know, so that we really have the best candidates in our new housing advisory board.
I look like I'm the only one with gray hair. Or at least gray, maybe a gray beard.
That doesn't use dye.
Whatever, that's right.
The rest of us are girls.
Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, again, to reiterate the remarks, I appreciate you stepping forward, and I really appreciate how highly you consider the county to want to come back, and just the diversity and the difference in personalities that I can see here. I think it's going to be a very nice committee for me to attend. And at the risk of alienating the ladies, I have a feeling the gray hair is not going to stop with you. Thank you all very, very much.
This is
dynamic.
Just...
And I do just want to go a little step further on what you said. He's not here, but as far as the funding, I have to make the comment that Councilman Hollins is somewhat of the benchmark that started the funding for this program, and actually between him and Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Stiller started pushing because the funds were lying dormant and not serving the purpose for which they were intended when he worked on it. So look forward to it. So usually I don't look forward to spending money, but this is okay.
Thank you so much for your willingness to serve, and thanks to everyone. Just to let all the candidates know, the resolutions appointing them to their advisory boards will come before council next Tuesday, March 26th. You do not have to be present, but we just want you to know that you will be official after next Tuesday. So thank you all. We know that people have taken time out of their busy days, so candidates, feel free to get back to whatever you were doing before you were here. But we greatly appreciate your willingness to serve, and we look forward to hearing great things from all of our committees. So thanks a lot to everyone. I would just like to remind folks that Jill Floor is a reappointment to NCFAC, and you should have her resume should you want to reach out to her, but generally, but we don't bring the reappointments in for another interview, so feel free if you feel the need. Yes, Mr.
And I just want to say for those few of us that are here, no, I attend most of the I know I've missed one or two of the NCFAC meetings, and Ms. Floor is just about the constant that's there, and she is a real asset to that committee, so I'm a little concerned with what was going on in the district with the changing, whether she would be able to stay on the board or not. So I'm really pleased that she'll continue to be on the commission.
Thanks for your comments about that. That's great. Is there anything under other? Okay, I'll just note that our next meeting should be on October 16th. That's the third?
October.
April 16th, third Tuesday. Sue is looking at me. Of April.
Is that the next meeting?
Next meeting, yeah.
Okay, I didn't
yeah.
catch
it. Yeah. Right, okay. So are there any comments from the public?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Personnel at 2:02. Okay.